Welcome to the Spinfoil Theory Podcast with your host, Taylor B. and the Bagels.
Hello.
Hello. If you haven't listened to us before, this is a more advanced session podcast. We take a look at some of the more popular tinfoil and or spinfoil, as the case may be, theories in from the Destiny the Game universe. And yeah, so we kind of expect you to sort of know what we're talking about, at least at its base before we before you sort of join us in these things. But you know, like we want to be inclusive too. Just because we're not here to teach, if you reach out to us, spinfoiltheory at gmail.com, at spinfoiltheory on Twitter, or you can at me at this is Red Leader on Twitter, LITRE, all one word. Yeah, we're happy to give you some direction, maybe explain something a little more in-depthy, but just for the purposes of this recording, we're not going to explain everything we talk about. So now that we have managed everyone's expectations, the bagels, would you like to explain this week's theory to our audience?
Sure. This week's theory is that whether or not Mithrax is arisen, that is, that he has a ghost and is imbued with light and can use it like a guardian can. The basis of the theory is that we first encounter Mithrax as a guardian ourselves on the mission Enemy of My Enemy on Titan. During that mission, we have the option to kill Mithrax or not. And so, if we opted to kill Mithrax, then it would seem to be that he has come back to life, i.e., similar to a risen would via a ghost. So, in that situation, we're studying whether or not that is likely. To pair with that, the theory goes further because we have evidence of Mithrax having a fire team in several of the recent lore cards, particularly the Queensbreaker lore card and Outbreak Perfected. Both of those reference a fire team that a hunter and a warlock that Mithrax roams around with.
Does that make Mithrax a Titan, the Bagels?
The internet would try to argue so.
All I'm saying is that in most often in lore-based fire team pairings, there's usually each class represented at least once. Now, larger teams might have like multiples of like one class. What is it? The fire team that went into the Dark Below. They had multiple hunters, for example. But they had one of each. They had Toland representing the warlocks, and then they had that dude who got crushed by a rock. No, wait, that's not that guy. No, he gets killed. He gets killed differently. That's the joke. Sorry for misinformation there. That's not the guy who got killed.
Fake news going on here.
Well, no, because you remember? Do you remember in D1? Do you remember in D1 when you first go into the moon and you see that Titan's body, and then you go like find that ghost? Like there was a time where people thought that was the dude from the Dark Below fire
Oh,
team.
sure. Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, and then Bungie's like no, and then the lore later is like definitely no. I think it was Vel Tarlo is who it would have been. But yeah, he gets killed, I think, by like Thrall. I think he gets overrun. Like he goes on a
Yeah,
punching fest, and then like he couldn't punch
he
fast
un
enough.
un under underestimates the thralls, the terminology that is used for
Yeah.
them.
Yeah. So, you know, also his ghost, I guess, like tried to pop out right then and then just got ate. But the ghost we see being drained of energy in D1 is not that guy, and I really love how later I think it was in Rise of Iron, you go back to that same spot in the moon for a new mission and like his body's just like also under a rock. He's like definitely never coming back. It's like crushed. So that was a fun one. But anyway, Duke, I didn't mean to take us on a tangent there.
No,
Sorry.
that's basically the basis of the theory that because we had the option to kill Mithrax, and then apparently he comes back to life later on and we encounter him obviously in the Outbreak Perfected mission, that he must have been arisen in order to come back to life.
Well, then
That's
there's just to add to that, I think also some recent lore, some released on the web. But where it references Mithrax being a and prior to this, I guess, but being part of the House of Light.
That's fair too. Yep.
I feel like that sort of adds to it, 'cause like, oh, you're a servant of the light. Oh my. Back to worshiping the great machine, are we? Speculation intensifies. But yeah, I think that's a great summation of the theory. So I guess I'm gonna take first counterpoint here, if that's all right.
Go for it.
Yeah, so for me, I feel like demonstrably, if you don't know someone's a guardian or someone who has died and then became a guardian, Bungie has either led with or shown us almost immediately that this person was resurrected by a ghost. And yes, I'm giving fallen personhood there, people, damn it. But yeah, so I think they show very, very demonstrably that they resurrect this person. They show us that event. Like even our story of the Guardian started with our resurrection. We didn't wake up and then like remember it later. So to me, the fact that we haven't even heard of Mithrax proper dying, because if I recall correctly, and stop me if I'm wrong with bagels, the narrative is that most of the community chose to spare Mithrax, and so Mithrax is not dead canonically, at least not from us killing him as the Guardian.
That does seem to be the case, at least for most people. They left him alone and justifiably because he didn't provoke us at all.
Yeah, he was so nice. He just walked by when we're trapped in the cube, and he was just like, like kept his gun down the whole time. Just kind of like looked at us, was like, all right, like went about his business. And then later, if you kill the knight first at the end of that adventure, he doesn't shoot at you. He's like, are we cool, bro? Are we cool? And if you don't shoot back, he's like, oh, I don't know. And then he just leaves. He bounces. Seems like a
He's
real
even
cool
nice
dude.
enough to give you the methane at the end there.
Yeah, maybe he was there for something else? I don't know. And then later in 0 Hour, he risks himself without his fire team, who knows who he really is, poses as a devil's captain, and then helps us take out the Baroness. Like, dude, that's a solid bro. All.
Gotta respect that,
Yeah.
especially to stop them getting access to SIVA, which is a
Yeah.
fairly noble goal, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, not only stopping them from getting access to SIVA, but he snuck by Trevor with no problem. He didn't even have to turn the shit off.
I think that makes him a hunter confirmed because he can go invis, right? That's
Ooh.
how you get past
Ooh. Interesting theory. Interesting theory. I would welcome him as a he, can he be the hunter vanguard? I would
it.
absolutely, as a hunter confirmed, I would love for him to be a hunter confirmed.
Does better
That's
than some hunter vanguards at killing fallen.
Ooh. Ooh, shade thrown. And I'm gonna leave that up to the audience to decide which known vanguard you're talking shit about, because I feel like you're right no matter which they decide. Oh man. All right, shots fired. So feel free when you send in your hate emails to at the bagels. And say something nice about Taylor B, because I didn't say that. So that's let me socially distance myself away
Socially relevant topic, insert button here.
Yes, I'm very Murphy Brown. How topical. So yeah, my thoughts are we haven't been shown it. We haven't been shown its resurrection. I think the House of Light stuff is all true. I think he's being a buddy fallen, and he's trying to take his people back from piracy. I also liked how in some other lore they sort of say the fallen having had to escape the whirlwind, that they're sort of maybe taking on humanity's characteristics as they read our history and like plunder our places. And that to me is just like, well, fuck, I guess we did do this. Like, like type of thing. Like, 'cause if that's true, like, ooh man, maybe we shouldn't have made pirates look so fucking cool. In all our media, they discovered like maybe they just found a copy of Black Flag in a museum, and they're just
Jeez.
like, this is cool as shit.
Let's rob all the stuff and plunder everything.
Yeah, can we? Yeah, I'm just glad they didn't work out the little wrist knives. I'm glad that's not something they figured out.
That's gonna be in next week's update from Bungie. Oh, we forgot about these.
Yeah, the Fallen have wrist knives now. Every time they punch you, you're also stabbed. They have four per vandal.
Jeez.
Oh, that makes me laugh. But yeah, so I'm on the school of I don't I'm very skeptical about this spinfoil. I think it's a nice prediction of things to come.
It would definitely fit with an eventual story arc for Mithrax, that he would eventually become risen, especially being so closely aligned or attempting to closely align himself with humanity as leader of the House of Light.
I would also accept him even if he's not the first risen. Like, what if someone picked up Skolas, but like Skolas needs a mentor? I would also accept Mithrax being connected to the first fallen risen.
Sure. That would be absolutely fine too. It can be any random fallen for that matter. I would imagine that it would be perfect for Mithrax to lead anybody that was risen as a fallen. So it
Ooh.
makes perfect sense.
I mean,
So
Skolas would 100% be a Titan, though. I think we can all agree on that.
he does like big cannons and punching things, so yeah, I can
And
get behind that.
stomp mechanics. I feel like
Yes.
that's a Titan finisher that we got this season. But yeah. Please continue. How do you feel about this?
So I certainly lean similarly, that Mithrax is probably not risen. The only possible other information out there that might even lean that way is there's a lore card where Varix and Cade are at a bar, basically, and they're discussing certain fallen having penchants for coming back to life. And he mentions Mithrax, but in the context of other Ilixni that were difficult to kill, like Tanix and Fikral, the fanatic. So that certainly doesn't actually seem to point in the direction that Mithrax himself is arisen, more so that Fallen just have an ability to find a way to survive and come back from seemingly the dead, either via technology or via just straight up resourcefulness. And as far as his fire team goes, I think he's as leader of the House of Light, I think he's just simply re reaching out an olive branch to humanity, and the Guardians alike, just trying to create a functional relationship and establish his house and hopefully prevent further conflicts between humanity and the Fallen, at least as far as he can.
I'd be willing to agree with that. I mean, I think the reference in Varric's and Cade's conversation too could just be a play that like players had a choice, so you could have multiple reports, you know,
That's true.
of
Yeah.
like no, like we killed him, or like nah, dude, we let him live, and then he shows up again, like that type of thing. Just sort of a nod to the nature of the universe the story lives in,
Absolutely.
being part of a game. Yeah, I think, you know, it just doesn't click. We're missing some very core pieces for this to be true. And like, if I had to go Mythbusters on it, you know, like I would have to say like, okay, like if they introduce his ghost, like. And they show it healing him, or in some way that it's not just some random ghost that's like hanging out or working with him, you know what I mean? The major selling point to me would have to be there needs to be some proof that he demonstrably has the light, preferably a ghost or both.
And
And
yeah.
or we need to hear or have like watch like a cutscene or something of his death.
The above, I would tend to agree with that. All instances that we've seen him in game, he has not shown any ability to use the light. He's been in conflict with other Fallen directly in game, and he simply stabbed an enemy.
Yeah,
That's
he swings a
yeah.
sword like a motherfucker though.
He does. I'll grant that. He's got some sweet looks like cutlasses.
Dude, yeah, like he kills that fucking dreg and then he transmats away. Like he might have like a ninja transmat skill.
Hunter again.
I mean, I fucking welcome him to the ranks if and when. And honestly, I would like to extend him honorary status. Someone might be like, Taylor B, you don't speak for all the hunters, and I would say that's a very like warlock thing to say. Naysayer, I have extended this. But yeah, I feel like he's like very ninja, he's very fucking cool. He's one of my favorite characters in the game. And I
Absolutely.
definitely want to see more with him. I'm very jazzed by the idea that he would be a risen a guardian, what have you, even beyond his role is like what's really fucking cool now is like he went from some random captain that we saw to Kell of House Light, like one of our
Right.
allies. Like, yeah. Which
And
means we now have.
warranting a reference directly from Osiris for Saint Fortin to talk to him, which is
Well,
insane.
dude, we also now have an equal number, if that's true, at least at present, at the time of this recording, we have an equal number of fallen friendly factions as we do fallen enemy factions. We have more. If you consider the Scorn to be like a defunct faction at this point.
Yeah, they're kind of their own thing. Even the Fallen actively war with them, regardless of faction. So, I don't consider them Fallen in any
Oh, then
regard.
yeah, we have the House of Light and we have Spider's Gang. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. I would say like praise be to Mithrax, but I don't know that he's been died and risen.
Yeah, I would put it pretty far on the not plausible scale. Pretty far down there.
Oh yeah, do you think we're ready? Do you think we're ready for final verdict there, the Bengals?
I think we about got it wrapped up from my stance anyway.
Okay, the Bengals' final verdict, sir.
I think it's pretty non-plausible.
Okay, I'm gonna give it a plus 30, not plausible at this time. Could it happen in the future? I give that a plus 12, plausible.
That's fair. I can respect that.
I want to give people like hope. Like I feel like you're not on the wrong track. I just feel like we're not there yet.
Yeah, it definitely seems like something Bungie is building towards, either via Mithrax being risen at some point or him training somebody, a Fallen that is risen. That I could see either of those scenarios playing out at some point.
I think this is the way, to quote another popular and topical show. So the Bagels, do you have any shout-outs this week?
I want to shout out to all the healthcare workers that are working on the COVID-19 virus strain. You guys are doing great. And much respect to the work hours you guys are putting in and putting yourselves and your health at risk to do so. I can respect that, absolutely. So, yeah, just that's my shout out.
I would like to wholeheartedly mirror that, and to improv a little. Yes, and I want to give a heartfelt shout out to all my industry workers or anyone who whose hours are hourly and they're not able to work in this time of shutdown,
Absolutely.
and sort of quarantine status that we all have to that many of us have to live in many places in the world. I know times are tough and I hope that things get better for you specifically. I hope that there are avenues that you are able to do something And I hope that there's support that comes for you. And if you're a bartender, as I was, definitely check out the options out there for you. I know there's a couple unions that are doing things even for non-members, so it's definitely something to look into if you're not able to work right now. Yeah, so that's all I got. Anything else for you, the bagels?
I think that's it for me.
All right, guys. Stay safe, stay healthy, and bye-bye.
Bye.
But yeah, so like you go to Aldrin, formerly Aldrin, his risen name is Jerry. That's not real, that's my joke, because he doesn't have a risen name. Please don't. I mean, if you want to call him Jerry, please join my hype train, but that's I said that very deadpan, so I
Does
don't want anyone
that
to be
make him
confused.
Gary's brother, or maybe brother-in-law?
I would be here for it. I would be here for it if he were related to Gary. However, only if he has a sweet 70s name tag. And this is one big Parks and Recs reference here, but I also I feel like the Adventures of Pork Pie and Jerry just have a ring to it.